just listened to?
That was Offended by Meek Mill, Young Thug, and 21 Savage. I think it was originally just a Young Thug song. Like, he had it recorded ready for one of his albums, and
I want it.
The other guys got on it, and it turned into Meek Mill's song.
Fair enough, fair enough.
Now, isn't there a Tory Lanez song on that? That people said that he was copying Travis Scott?
I didn't hear
that. That started, a little bit of a controversy on
Tory Lanez
Twitter.
Is garbage.
Yeah, Tory Lanez is so
bad. What does he do?
He uses auto-tune in the worst way.
In a worse way.
Terrible way.
What's bad about it?
He just sounds bad. He made this song called Love. Have you ever heard that song? It's really bad.
Yeah. I don't know.
It's
really bad.
Terrible.
It sounds like Akon's worst song.
Akon is so good. And he's done so much to help Africa.
We're not talking about Akon.
Can we?
Come on, stop.
Positive topics. We're just talking about Slaughter Gang and stuff. Let's talk about the opposite of Slaughter Gang.
I googled Akon a month ago.
Hell yeah. I was bored, so I went on google.com and typed in Akon.com.
No, it was I got distracted by a reading that was about Abyssinia, which is the Republic of Ethiopia. And that reminded me of a kid that was talking about rappers from Africa, and he mentioned that French Montana was from Africa because he's from Morocco. And I was like, I know Akon's doing stuff in Africa, and I found out he split his childhood between New Jersey and Senegal.
What?
Yeah, the more you know.
Fetty Wap is from New Jersey.
Congrats.
Akon. Congrats. What other rappers are from Africa?
French Montana.
That guy sucks.
French Montana is really
Isn't his new album supposed to come out? It's supposed to come out
It was supposed to come out December 9th. Yeah. I don't know what's going on.
He's late, I guess.
Yeah, he's just. Who knows?
He's probably still trapped in South Africa.
Probably.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Because he doesn't have a studio or anything.
You know who I think is underrated? I think Talib Kweli. He's been on a couple of good verses this year.
This year?
Yeah, he was on Malibu. He was on We Got It From Here. I think he's on something else.
Oh, is he really?
Yeah.
I've seen his name.
What's his verse? He's on he's somewhere on College Dropout and it's flames.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah. Get Him High.
That song's fire. That's a fire verse.
Yeah. He's a legend. Alex knows the whole thing. Go. Yo, if I put it on, will you rap it?
Not live, but with you guys, I will.
It's the same thing. Dude, no one's listening right now.
Okay, fine, play it.
All right.
I'm not cussing either.
Okay, that's good.
I'll say it. I'll just blank it. I'm not going to talk into the microphone either.
Whoa. I'll ad-lib.
Let's go.
I don't think there's any ad-libs.
I'll do Lil Uzi ad-libs over it.
Yeah. Whoa. Yeah.
You're going to overpower me.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Whoa. No.
Is that Dark Necessities by the
I don't know what the that was so not instrumental.
You try and say that Kanye can't rap,
Dude, no one's ever said that.
No, so a lot of people say that.
What? Who?
Lots of people.
Name them all.
Name them all.
I don't know, man. I've just never seen that. I don't care where you're coming up with that.
Because people say that he makes radio music.
No.
What?
You've never heard people say that?
No.
People say he's a garbage.
I've never heard him on the radio.
Alright, well, I've heard people say that I don't know, think about how many times you've actually heard Kanye go in on a verse, hard.
Like a lot.
Like
to me.
Wicked hard.
From what I think is wicked hard, yeah. All of his verses.
He has, but
Is it about going hard? That's saying.
Exactly. That's not what I'm saying, but there are people that think that that's
okay, so you find these mysterious people that shit on everything. I don't even know.
You follow way too many hardcore Eminem fans on Twitter or something.
Eminem memes are the worst. Where it's why would I listen to anything if Eminem exists?
Marshall Mathers is my dad. Marshall Mathers LP5 coming out next year.
I have heard that before.
I don't know. I've never heard that.
Dude,
instrumentals are so much harder to find than
you're
I
finding
thought.
Instrumental.
No, dude.
No way. Get out of here.
I thought he was gonna go for it, dude.
No. Just play a different song.
I want to hear the song now, but I'm not gonna rap it.
Dude, why not? Don't be a loser. Oh shit, this is featuring Common also.
Yeah. They're homies from back in the day.
Yeah, Blackstar.
I'll rap it in here with you guys, but
word.
No. Wait, Blackstar, what?
Yeah. Trying to catch the beat. I'm trying to catch the beat. I'm trying to catch the beat. I'm trying to catch the beat. Nah, dope your motherfucking hand. Get on high. All the girls pass the weed to your motherfucking man. Get on high. Never tell you to put down your hands. Keep 'em high. And if you're losing your high, then smoke again. Keep 'em high. My flow is in the pocket like Wallace. I got the bounce like hydraulics. I can't call it. I got the swirl like alcoholics. My freshman year, I was going through hella problems till I bit up the nerve to drop my ass up out of college. My teacher said I was a loser. I told her, why don't you kill me? I give a fuck if you feel me. I'm gonna follow my heart. And if you follow the charts or the plaques or the stacks, you ain't gotta guess who's back. You see, I'm so shy that you thought I was bashful. But this bastard's flow will bash your skull. And I will cut your girl like past the truck. And I don't usually smoke, but pass the dro. And I won't give you that money that you asking for. Why you think me and Dame cool? We assholes. That's why we hear your music getting fast forward. Cause we don't wanna hear that weak shit no more. Throw your motherfucking hand. Get on high. All the girls pass the weed to your motherfucking man. Get on high. Now I ain't never tell you to put down your hands. Keep on high. And if you're losing your high, then smoke again. Keep 'em high. Now who the hell is this emailing me at 11:26 telling me that she 3626 plus double D? You nine girls on Black Planet B when they get bubbly at NYU, but she hail from Kansas. Right now she just lamping, chilling on campus. Sent me a picture with a feeling on Candace, who said her favorite rapper was the late great Francis. W-H-I-T, it's getting late, mommy. Your screensaver say tweet, so you got to call me and bring a friend for my friend, his name Kwali.
You mean Talib, lyrics stick to your rib. I mean, that's my favorite CD that I play in my crib. I mean, you don't really know him, why is you lying?
Yo, Kwai, she don't believe me, please pick up the line. She gon' think that I'm lying, just spit a couple of lines. Then maybe I'll be able to give a dick all the time and get a high.
Yeah.
Ow.
I can't believe this nigga used my name for picking up dimes. But never mind, I need some tracks, you trying to pull tracks out. And my rhymes is finna blow, you trying to blow backs out. Well, okay, you twisted my arm, I'll assist with the charm. And yo, ain't you meet that chicken that got friends with your mom's assistant the bomb. But she got the bougie behavior, always got something to say like an okay player hater. Yeah. Anyways, I don't usually fuck with the internet. A chick from birth control stuck to they arm like Nicorette. Really fucking that much and trying to get on cigarettes. And she think it's fly, she ain't met a real nigga yet. No, I apologize if I come off a little inconsiderate. I got the bubble cushion, the sister could get ahead of it.
Get 'em high like noon or the moon or a room filled with smoke, a hype filled with dope. Y'all assumed I was doomed out of tune, but I still feel the notes, the real nigga quotes. Real rappers is hard to find, like a remote. Control rap is out of. You super still got love. That's why I abuse you who are not thugs. Rock clubs like Tiger Woods in the hood. To have my own reality show called Soul Survivor. I stole on lava. Niggas and you, you's a bitch. I got ones that are thicker than you. How could I ever let your words affect me? They say hip hop is dead. I'm here to resurrect me. Mars is too sexy to even make songs like these. That's why the raw don't know your name. Like Alicia Keys, too many featured MCs and producers is popular. 12,000 spins, nobody got the cop in a album. How come you the hot garbage of? The year's clear, your image is looped up. Label got you souped up, telling you you sick man, you a dick with a loose nut. Video hard to watch like Medusa. Even your club record need a booster. Chimped up with a pimp cup, illiterate nigga. Read the info, red across your head. I'm Red King like Simba, bolder than Denver. I ain't a mad rapper, just an MC with a temper. You dancing for money like honey, I did this my way. So when the industry crashed, I survived like Kanye. Spitting through wires and fires, MCs retiring. Got your hands up, get the motherfuckers higher than.
Throw your motherfucking hands.
Get 'em high. Yeah.
All the girls pass the weed to your motherfucking man.
Get 'em high.
Now I ain't never tell you to put down your hands.
Keep 'em high. Keep 'em high. Keep 'em high.
And if you're losing your high, then smoke again.
Keep 'em high.
Woo.
Kanye spits.
Big Kush.
People don't know what they're talking about. Yeah, whoever Alex, I don't know who Alex.
I've heard people say that.
Like who?
Backpackers.
We want to know names.
Backpackers. That's who.
Backpackers.
I think people use it. People use it as an excuse. Like they're probably Team Backpack fans, but people who are like their favorite rappers, like Nas, or like
Nas.
Like.
Nas.
One of those guys.
You think?
Yeah. Like they, what
Nas
they do?
And Kanye
what they
flow
do?
Is
what
not
they do?
Even that
what
different.
They? No, listen. This
I
is
agree
what
with
they
Alex
do.
On this.
What they do is they bring up the fact. They bring up all like Kanye's like personal life things.
Yeah.
And then they say like his music is like just like too like poppy and like musicy and like he doesn't actually he can't spit like Nas. He can't spit like
he's not a real rapper.
Common or Jay-Z or Tupac. Yeah. Like, and then people like. That's what I've heard people
Yo,
say.
Yo, I hate when people say...
Facebook. Facebook.
I hate when people like, say...
Facebook.
Are these people that go to, like, Gloucester High School?
Boy, why are you on Facebook?
Some, dude.
I'm just kidding.
Because...
Don't get mad
dude,
at
Facebook,
me.
There's, a cool, there's some cool parts of Facebook. So.
He follows three meme pages now, and now he loves Facebook.
Dude, all right.
They
the meme.
Funny,
okay, the
funny.
Meme. Yeah, exactly.
Wait, so I have something to say about Kanye, though. I hate when
Let me just say the meme community
no,
on Facebook is really good. Now, passing the mic to everyone.
Okay.
Important.
I hate when people say, oh, Kanye is cool, but I hate him because he likes himself too much, and he has an ego. And I'm
like
boy, what the fuck? I know you. I tweeted this already, but I know you getting down on the fucking ground to Gold Digger. What do you see? He's saying he has an ego, but then you're like,
dude, every musician. No, that's not true. But like a lot of them do. Like,
what's
a little
up?
Bit.
Just because you're
I know
insecure
Kanye's
as fuck doesn't mean you can't not like Kanye West. Give me a break.
And how are you gonna take his personality out on his eight albums, 110
his
songs,
eight
last 21 Grammys?
To anyone,
his eight classic platinum selling albums.
I mean, look at like actors that got shit on. Well, no one likes them because they're like assholes. Like that makes sense.
Yeah,
like, it's not
it's
illogical.
I think you could hate
because
a model. I think you could hate on a model if their social life is something that's crazy, like crazy obnoxiously bad. Like
I feel like I agree with that actually, though.
Because
I know what you're saying.
Because their
I'm
image
about,
is who they are, though.
Because the models I was talking about that I think are work hard don't have that kind of image that you're talking about.
Like
so.
You can be a dick as a musician, and if you're still putting out content,
true. If you're
does
fine.
It matter? Like, yeah. I mean, it might matter a little bit, but like,
it
could
really
be your
that
favorite
much of a
song.
Dick either.
It could be your favorite song. He has good intentions,
he's a
but
good
he's made
father.
A bad.
He's a
he's
father.
Made a,
he's a good husband.
He's made a few moves that have been like, damn. But like,
yeah,
yeah,
and,
no.
Like,
I think like,
I think he has good intentions overall, though. Is it really cynical, Kanye, or like,
bro, Mozart
me,
killed
me.
Someone, dude?
No, not true.
But if it was, dude, like, who would care?
No one would really
not.
Care.
They'd probably just
you've
be
heard,
like, oh, whatever.
You've heard so many weird stories. Everyone's heard weird-ass stories about
I heard
them,
a five fact about Mozart, though. One of his symphonies, he straight up wrote it before the night of the performance.
Shit.
Wow. No, I mean an opera.
Damn.
Isn't that bonkers?
How
like,
are you
how
allowed to do
work?
That?
Didn't he
know.
Have, like,
Mozart.
Was it Mozart or... Someone else. He had like 17 kids with the same woman.
Probably, I don't know.
That's
legend.
I don't think Mozart. I think Mozart was like messed up.
Mozart.
I'm thinking
that,
of like
no.
Bach,
who cut
I
off
think.
His ear?
That's Van Gogh.
That's not a musician.
Stop.
Jesus.
Don't be mean to me.
Wait,
Van,
but one
I'm
of
not
them,
cultured. Okay.
Wait, who's
Van Gogh?
What was the famous classical dude that's like deaf and blind?
I don't think Beethoven. Blind, but I think Beethoven.
Beethoven
I think he went
deaf
and he had to go like this and play, he like wrote a symphony with his head on the piano.
But he couldn't hear it. What if it was just like?
What if it came out and it's like the X beat and he's just like.
What if he just like?
What if Metro had to produce
like this,
that?
This is Beethoven's first symphony. As being deaf, he presses one key and you just hear 808 Mafia. Young Tom on the beat.
Yeah, that's what's gonna happen. Honestly,
what did you? You had a conversation.
Oh yeah.
Point.
So I, was getting distracted yesterday, and I read this interview with Vince Staples in The Guardian.
Oh.
And it's made me think like. All right, if North North comes on, we're just gonna be like, "Yo, let's go!"
Yeah,
and like, but he talks about like literally all his music is like trying to make people realize that like gang culture is like the worst thing ever, and that like shit's so completely real, and I feel like that's probably lost on the majority of his listeners
of white people.
Honestly, white, I think, like, his purpose is not even for white people, talking about how like rappers have it's glorified hard, though, gang
it's
violence.
It's hard though when it's over the most fire beat you've ever heard in your entire life.
Yeah. I don't think
but I get what the point is.
Yeah.
Fair.
But also, I'm still gonna go hard when I hear that song.
Yeah, that's. I mean, those are mutually exclusive.
Yeah, I don't think he made it to be like you have to. Yeah, because like down the first line is
like
this.
A great one-liner. Like,
yeah,
it's like
what's the line?
Chick, you thirsty? Please grab a Sprite.
Huh? That sounds familiar. Please grab a Sprite. Yeah. I mean, but I'm just like talking like not that you can't like you know go hard to that song, but also
I mean,
like,
New Slaves is about
no. For real. That's totally. But I think
it's an absolute banger. Yeah.
I think there's a disconnect.
Blood on the Leaves is Nina Simone straight up singing.
I'm not talking about Kanye.
Okay, it's fine.
I'm just saying
I'm
it's clear.
Always talking about Kanye.
True.
Did you know that Closer by the Chainsmokers actually stands for it? So like,
being a Sagittarius,
being in a sorority.
I'm a Pisces.
Wait, Alex, is that true? Is that something like Facebook told you?
No, I was making a joke.
It's a joke. They're all jokes.
Actually, if you go on songmeanings.com, that's the number one of the year of 2016.
In the backseat of
your boulder. The backseat of your boulder, meaning backseat of your mind, like mind games that you're playing with yourself. Like, and the mattress that you stole, it's like the
and
ideas.
The tattoo and on your shoulder.
The ideals.
Sagittarius.
The ideals that you've stolen from your
brain. Okay, all right. Back to what you were saying,
I
Vince is real, though.
No, he's so real. I think the
because if you listen to some, I mean, so many other songs on that album are real too.
I think their listeners. I think considering how much, like how significant a role rap plays in a lot of kids' lives, I think kids should be more woke and like pay attention to what's happening and speak up about it. / get involved. / go to protest.
I have mixed feelings about wokeness.
Why is that?
Because I think it's I think it's damaging sometimes to be like just constantly like trying to be more woke. I don't know.
Like
I don't really like using
when I
the
say
word woke
using
anymore.
More yeah. woke like I what, agree reading with that. The news or like what
no.
constitutes
I don't
constantly
know.
Trying
I don't
to be
know.
More woke.
But I think if you interacted with woke Twitter every day, you'd see what I mean. Cuz like people get violent.
Well, I'm not saying like
people get like, "Oh my god, you said that." Oh my god.
Not like violent, actually.
Dude, honestly,
violent,
yeah,
but like
honestly digital. All right.
People just get way too aggressive, but like
and way too about everything too, like.
But like if you know you're like mean? That, if
social
you're
media,
all about
social
that,
media is
no,
irrelevant.
But, no, but yeah. I guess what I'm talking about is sometimes wokeness makes like a white dude talking about rap music like into a bad thing. Like I'm not talking
Fair.
About me. I'm talking about like Adam 22, like who we like a lot.
Yeah.
People come after him every day just cuz he's like a white BMX
he's also
rider who
bald
loves hip-hop.
Too. So like people are like you're a white supremacist.
Yeah, but he's not, because if you would ever, like...
Yeah.
But you know what I'm saying, though? It wokeness creates assumptions.
Like what?
Like that, if you can't, you, like, if you're a white dude, then you're... That who listens to rap music, then you, like, don't actually understand what's going on.
Well, I mean, they're, like, technically... I mean, at a base level, like, yeah, it is cultural appropriation, but, like, obviously it's not going to stop, and I think if white people just
Wait,
stop
white
listening...
white people
you think
listening
really
to rap is cultural appropriation?
It's, like, in the grand scheme, it's, like... It's the same shit. All right, you know when like, there's like Elvis, the king of rock and roll. Like, it's like, not just like the listening to. All right, not just listening to it, but like, the white adoption of rap. Like, it's just following the trend of you know jazz, blues, you know whatever. It's like, shit's that has a lot of
yeah. No, I understand
significance.
That. All the Beatles. Like first music was all just covers of black bands.
Yeah. Yeah.
And the Rolling Stones too.
But it's like if people are like just take it, it's like, oh, like this is just art for me to enjoy, like you should be more aware of like, you know, the significance of that music within the current landscape. Because it's people like that have constantly like everything they
oh,
do,
clearly.
Like people like fuck with it.
Yeah. Well, like
and
I always
music
take
is a form
meaning,
of like colonial resistance. Yeah. So, but like people that are like white kids at a Vince Staples concert that have like don't have any idea like what he's talking about. I think it's problematic.
I guess, but it's also like
but what if they heard the
widespread
song?
Media?
What if they listened to the album and they said, "I like the way this sounds"?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, they have the right to do that.
It's sound waves in people's ears.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I mean,
you know what I'm saying? I don't know. Do you not think that it's a overly aggressive wokeness to say that a white guy that likes rap music is problematic?
No.
Because people say that.
Okay, well, there's fucking social justice warriors that will jump down people's throat for literally
anything. Is that too woke?
Do you think that's too woke?
Okay, wokeness, all right. If people aren't woke, stuff doesn't change. Woke people are the ones that change things. Woke people are the ones that protest, that make noise.
But you can't agree that people can be too woke?
I mean, if you're spending your time, if you're devoting your wokeness to calling kids out on Twitter, I think you're wasting your time.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, if you're spending any time on Twitter.
If you're, like, you know, on the front lines of a protest.
I don't call people out.
I just say stupid important. Shit. I think people that go around saying dumb shit, like, should be called out to some extent, but not just because they're white and listen to rap, but if you're white and say race isn't a factor in America, y'all are just crybabies.
True. Yeah. And there's also a thing, white people that like rap music do need to, like, not necessarily work harder, but definitely, like, understand that race is part of it.
Did anyone that listens to can't Kendrick just vote for Trump, like, did that happen?
So, like, that's what I'm talking about.
Like, we have to understand that race is a part of everything, and, like,
people,
it's, like, it's not for us.
Not everyone needs
to. It's literally not for us.
Yeah.
Actually, some of it is.
Yeah.
Which, like, is not, which makes it not good. But the best of it is not, literally not for us.
Yeah.
Because no good music is for us. Actually, that's not true.
Yeah. I mean, it's just
we have folk music.
Overall, I think there's a big group of, like, there's probably, like, a crossover between people that say, like, that were, like, talking about, you know, Blue Lives Matter, like, getting, like, saying, oh, these protests are dumb.
Yeah.
And then, like, yeah, so there are kids in Gloucester that'll say Black Lives Matter protests are dumb.
You're saying those people bumping north.
Yeah. Like, I think that's really ironic.
I see what you're saying, but it is also hard to, it's just, I don't know. Because can't you see that, and I'm not siding with them, I don't agree with them at all, because I see rap music as much more than just, like, music that I listen to. But it is also, like, in the mainstream, so it's kind of hard to be like,
person can't
listen to it.
It's not, you can't, but it's should. It's all normative. It's like, you have the right to listen to whatever
music
you want.
Isn't even about.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a select few. Like,
it still has the culture in it, though.
Yeah. No, like, trap music, like, the whole point of trap music is, like, they turned into a sound.
Yeah.
And it's all because of, like, a collective black experience of being oppressed in the inner.
It has nothing to do with people that wear Vineyard Vines, basically. Yeah.
Well,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But also at the same time,
that's not what I meant, though. That's not what I meant. I meant, like, everyone's lyrics isn't about.
No, we're not talking about lyrics,
but
though.
Still, no. That's what
even
I'm
just
saying.
Sound
just
is.
Just the art form.
Yeah.
Is, like, still in itself.
Like, straight up, white people would not have made trap music. We could never have come up with it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's just like, you obviously, like, everyone can do what they can listen to what they want, they can go to whatever concert, people, if you care about rap, I think you should pay more attention.
But would you say that it's too far woke?
Too far. It's a Drake album.
Would you say that it's too far? Would you say that it's too far woke to be to say, like, someone that voted for Trump can't listen to Vince Staples?
I think that's
because I think
that's too. I think they should have a chance to explain.
Yeah,
themselves.
That's way more. I think that I would think that's way too.
What?
Far
how
woke.
Would they go about explaining themselves?
I'd be very interested.
Can we get, if you're, like, listening right now and you fit into that category, please call in.
There are people, though.
And there are black people that voted for Trump.
Yeah.
So,
yeah,
there's
millions of people that voted for Trump.
There's a black rapper that is a Trump supporter.
Yeah.
Who?
I don't know.
I don't remember, but Adam22 supported, didn't support it. He, like, quote tweeted the article and was like, this guy is an idiot.
Well, I mean, there's a lot of people, like, there's a lot of black people that say, like, you know, oh, I choose not to be a victim and stuff like that. I like, if you feel that way, that's cool, but, like, you know, the topics that a lot of other people are discussing are not illegitimate.
ASAP Rocky said that in an interview.
Word. I mean, Lil Wayne said Black Lives Matter was weird, and
I'm not talking about Lil Wayne. Keep going.
Yeah, Lil Wayne was whack in his interview.
Yeah, he was.
But ASAP,
he said, what's that?
He just, like, he grew up in Brooklyn or whatever, and then he was like, This stuff didn't directly affect me, so I don't care about it. That's pretty much what he said.
Yeah, I mean,
Different people feel different way. I don't know. I just think it would be too much to say, like, oh, there's no way you could possibly, like, I don't know. I just, because I wouldn't ever vote for Trump if I had, like, 100 lifetimes to do this over again. But, like, it's hard to say. We just shouldn't say, like, I immediately hate that person and assume that they listen to just country music just because
of
that.
Yeah, you know? Totally. That's what, yeah.
So, yeah.
Swag out. It's 11:25. We should read a PSA. Oh, yeah.
For real? I'll do it.
Let's go. Yo, Colin, if you are still listening.
Yeah,
I don't know who are you. If I don't know who's listening, but
is it zero?
What is it?
That'd be five.
It's 10 still.
Damn.
No way.
Y'all are loyal.
They probably just have the website open. There's no way people are actually listening.
Yeah, numbers to think about worldwide cost of American
Oh, didn't we just do that one?
No,
it was a
different one.
Oh, sorry.
We skipped 10 o'clock anyways. So.
The annual worldwide economy is about $70 trillion. The US gross domestic product is the largest of any single country at $15 trillion, followed by China's $7 trillion GDP. Should I read the footnotes too?
Yo, that's outdated.
Really?
Yeah, China's GDP is larger than the US now.
Outdated information, with the United States compromising slightly less than 5% of the world's population and 5% of Americans accounting for half of the 2.5 trillion. There's too many numbers in this one for me. $2.5 trillion annually spent in the U.S. on healthcare. That means almost 2% of the world's economy is devoted to just medical costs of 0.25%. That's 0.25% of the planet's population. Numbers to think about from WMFO.
Word.
Happy holidays.
Let's go. That's tight.
But all those numbers are wrong, though, according to Cody. So
just one.
Oh.
Just one. That's all.
Can I play music?
Yeah.
Or are we going to talk more?
Yeah, we can play music. Alex, I think it's your call.
Yeah.
Okay.
What you want, boy?
Let's see. Can you give me, like, 1 minute?
Yeah, turn up. Oh, fun fact.
Boy.
Whatchamacallit? The ice cream truck song? Turns out it's from, like, a super, super racist song from, like, the 40s.
Ice cream truck song?
It was, like, a song that was, like, sort of, like, hostile towards black people.
Why?
And then someone was like, oh, this is a great jingle.
Why would you not that? I knew that all along. I didn't know it, but I knew it all along.
Yeah. Good thing, right? Yeah, we should change it. Let's go. That's going to be my crusade for the rest of my life. I'm just going to change the ice cream truck songs.
Hold on.
And that'll make everything better, right? Yeah, that's tight.
Hold on. I know what I want to play. I'm just
bada bing, bada boom, bada bing, bada boom. What else?
Can you play it like it's over by Jai Will featuring?
Whoa.
Is that on? Oh, look at that. All right, we're gonna play the song now. Bye, people.
Electronic dance music.
It's a good song. All right, I have one.
It's over. It's over.
Yeah, that was fun.
Today.
Yeah.
Boy,
no,
boy,
we don't have to like debate. Goth
boy.
We can just what? Like.
It's healthy to debate.
It is. That was good. Those
even
were
if
several
I'd
good
scream
discussions.
A little bit.
Yeah, I feel like we both overpowered Noah way too much, but.
Well, I think he was also.
Noah doesn't argue much. I don't think he was super.
What's oh, up? Was he
Noah
feeling
might
the,
be listening? Oh, hey Noah, what's
was
up?
Was he feeling the Massachusetts no. bake, the clam, the Massachusetts oyster powwow?
Oh,
that's what I'm saying.
The Massachusetts oyster powwow. Yeah, one of those. That, he, that's a great.
Was
name
he feeling the Mass Bay clam festival?
Yeah. Anyways,
yo, dude, what if the
what?
Yo, what if the
dude, what if
Cape
the what
Cod's
if the
gonna be hecka fun this summer if people are throwing clam bakes and.
What is? Actually, dude, don't they throw clam bakes like every year?
Yeah, but like, you know what I'm saying.
What? Dude,
they get
clam bakes.
What they do is they get the clams high and then kill them and then eat them.
Yeah.
And then you get high too.
It's like edibles, but really good, really tasty.
Wait.
It's tight. It's tight.
Wait.
What?
I don't know.
All right. This is
what's
Night
Crush?
What is?
Oh, word.
I'm a night rider. I'm a night rider. I'm a night rider. Hornsby, and whenever I'm in Boston, I listen to WMFO 91.5 on your radio dial.
Written and I saw it say, Afraid that I'll be wrong. Don't wanna know if he's giving it to you just right, the way I did before.
I overdosed, should've known your love was a game. Now I can't get you out of my brain.
Oh, it's such a shame that we don't talk anymore. We don't talk anymore. We don't talk anymore like we used to do. We don't love anymore. What was all of it for?
Hey, this is Christian
and Ryan
from Group Love, and you're listening to 91.5 FM,
WMFO, Medford.
Take me to your best friend's house, going round this roundabout, oh yeah.
Tufts Freeform Radio.
Grass. The lunatic is on the grass, remembering games and daisy chains and laughs. Got to keep the loonies on the path. The lunatic is in the hall. Lunatics are in my hall. The paper holds their folded faces to the floor, and every day the paper boy brings more.